Dr. Hollier, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thank you very much for joining me. So, Scott, we mentioned the capture security tests, but are there other things online that people don't really find accessible?
There are a number of things online which are challenging for people with disability. There's an international standard called the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, and when content is built based on that standard, then it really helps to overcome a lot of issues. So this includes things like not having alternative text that provides some text information relating to images, so that when you're having software that reads things out, that text can be picked up. There's things like colour contrast, forms that aren't labelled very well. So there are a variety of issues in addition to capture that can cause challenges. But happily, there is that international standard that can provide guidance to designers and developers and people creating documents that can really help.
But just how often do people actually follow these guidelines, though?
That's a great question. the upshot is that there's a lot of websites out there that are inaccessible and don't follow that standard, even though that standard is a requirement by the Australian government. So it is one of the challenges of working in this space, that we're always trying to encourage organisations and provide that support so that the websites and apps can be built in that accessible way. But yes, it's still very much a journey and a challenge. So we, I think what's good about this day and age is that we know what needs to be done, and now it's really about encouraging organisations to do it.
Mm. Well, for sites like Tumblr, some people add relevant image descriptions in their posts. What can we as individuals do to help make our content more accessible for others?
Well, certainly adding descriptions is helpful, but what's great, if we're looking specifically at social media, there's a lot of great things you can do. And certainly if we're talking about Twitter or Facebook or YouTube, Instagram, we have lots of great options. So a good one is putting in that alternative text. So just about all the social media platforms have the ability to put some text descriptions sort of behind the scenes of images. So that means that when someone's using software that reads things out, it'll get to that image and then it'll read out that description. Facebook has an automated process. When you first upload an image, it can actually have a best guess as to what that is, but sometimes it might not be that accurate. So on the vision side, that's really helpful. And on the hearing side, YouTube has the ability to have your videos captioned, as does Facebook. So putting captions on your videos can be really helpful so that people who are hearing impaired can read them. And yeah, it's terrific that, as I said, probably just within the last 5 years, we've really seen options for people who want to make things accessible really stepped up on social media, which is very exciting.
Mm. And for those who are actually actively making things more accessible, there's the Australian Access Awards, I believe. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm involved in a collaboration, a not-for-profit industry collaboration called the Centre for Accessibility Initiative. And this year we're just starting to try to get more awareness and attention in this area. So we've launched Australia's first Access Awards, and it's a free nomination process. So whether it's government or corporate, not-for-profit, education, anyone that would like to propose a great website or app that works really well for people with disability, that would be terrific. And you can find all the details at accessibility.org.au/awards, and we'll be having our event in December. So definitely encourage anyone out there who would like to celebrate Access, and people who really feel that a good job's being done, please put in a nomination form.
Mm, and hopefully, regardless of any awards, hopefully people do feel encouraged to make things more accessible online, because it should be for everyone, the internet.
Absolutely. And look, I think one really important thing to take away is that I'm legally blind myself, and it's been my observation that people aren't intentionally trying to stop Access. Usually when people are aware of the issues and what they can do to help, they're very happy to help. So it really is about awareness and just explaining to people what they can do to support this area and ultimately help people with disability achieve their independence online.
Well, thank you very much for explaining it all to us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me on.